Parshas Toldos, Shu'ot Ha'ora, on the pasuk, Vayehav Yitzchak is Esav Kitzayit Befiv, Berivka Heves is Yaakov. So many ask, what's the av, what's the love that Yitzchak Avinu feels for Esav? And why is it diversified? Yitzchak loves Esav, Rivka loves Yaakov. Both parents normally always love all the children equally. And what's the Indian of Yaakov has to put Esav's begodim on? What's the Indian? But actually, the Yisod is that Yitzchak Avinu we know as Midas HaGvura. And Midas HaGvura Be'emes has two parts to it. On one hand, Midas HaGvura is the middle of constraint, holding back, holding in. Eze Giboy HaKoyvesh is Yitzroy. Holding in. That's the Bechin of Gvura. On the other hand, there's a Chelik of Gvura that's also Fakir, that's also pulling out, that's also being Loichem, going out, and battling, and smashing, and suppressing, and the person has to go out and fight. That's also Bechin of Gvura being a Gibur. So there's two parts of Gibur. Staying in, constrained, holding in, and the opposite, which is also part of Gvura, that's going out, and fighting, and facing the enemy. Yitzchak Avinu wasn't allowed to go out of Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchak Avinu, like Rashi says in this week's Parsha has told us that he's an Oila Tamimo. Yitzchak Avinu is an Oila Tamimo. In other words, Yitzchak Avinu is somebody that doesn't go out and fight. He's a Bechina of somebody who's Kodesh Kodosh, but he stays in Kodesh Kodosh. So therefore, how did Yitzchak Avinu bring this Midas HaGvura to its Shleimus? Dafkan answer is through Esav. Esav was the extension of Yitzchak. Both were Midas HaGvura. Esav was a Midas HaGvura to face the world's challenges. Taka Yitzchak Avinu's Midas HaGvura was to hold in and to stay in, but for that he had an Esav that was supposed to destined to go out and fight. And therefore that's why we see that Yitzchak tolerates Esav, even though he knew Baruch Kodesh what Esav's getting up to. But Esav's Avoida is a difficult Avoida. It's an Avoida that comes through with a lot of challenges. It's an Avoida that's taking on the Ra of the world, and is fighting with the Ra, and his task is to bring the world to become a better world, to bring the world to a tikkun, to bring the world to where it was before the Chet of Adam Rishon, where the Ra was separate. And here the Ra is everywhere mixed together with the Toiv, and for that a person's got to go out and fight and extract the Toiv and separate the Ra from the Toiv and come in contact with the Ra. That's a very difficult Avoida, and it's an Avoida that can expect casualties, and therefore Esav's Yuridas are expected casualties from that, from a person who takes on the world and takes on the Ra in the world in order to suppress it. So Yitzchak is patient with Esav because he knows that Esav is his extension. He knows that Esav has to bring about the completion of the Midas HaGvura that Yitzchak Avinu began. And that's why Esav was born a Bechor. Because Bechor is, Rashi says in Mazayis HaBrocha, Bechor is Shor Hodor Lo, is Lashon Gedula, Lashon Gevura. Esav was given Koyach. Because Esav's Avoid is an Avoid that requires Koyach. It's a Koyach HaGvura, it's a Midas HaGvura that's going out to fight. Esav was born Admoini with a Koyach to fight, a Koyach to kill. That's Esav's Avoida. Esav's Avoida was taken to be in Ish Sodeh, was taken to be outside, and to take on the world, and to be Mesak in the world. Yaakov was an Ish Oyalim. Yaakov was somebody who wasn't supposed to lay finger on the world. Yaakov corresponds to the Chelek, that when there's trouble outside, when there's Ra outside, when there's a Melchama of Toiv Ra outside, Yaakov in his Avoida is to stay to be a Yeshiv Aholim. And Esav's task was the task to suppress the Ra, and when the world is Mesukan, the world is Matukan, the world is ready for Yaakov to come out, his Esau was to knock on Yaakov's door, and he said, I've brought the world to completion, and now you can come out. But until then, Yaakov Avinu was enclosed, and he's a Yeshiv Aholim. That's why it was a pshat that Yaakov came out, Oichezes Ba'akev Esav. Akev Esav is the ankle, the heel, and Akev is always at the end, like Ikrusit the Mashiach, Akev, Ikrusit the Mashiach. In other words, Yaakov's holding on to Esav right at the end, which means that after Esav has finished his Avoida, and after Esav's brought the world to its completion, the Akev, the Ikvus of the Mashiach, then Yaakov Avinu has Shaychus with Esav. And that was what was supposed to happen. That's why Esav had this beged. Because a beged corresponds to something which is chitzoini. When a person goes out, he wears a beged. He has to wear a coat, a chwais, whatever the climate is. Chlal, a levush is something which is shaykh to chitzoini. A levush is chitzoini. It's external. He wears it around, he wraps himself around him. It's a dover chitzoini. Dover chitzoini corresponds to olam hazeh. Yaakov Avinu is the ish pnim, yeshev aholim. Esav is the ish chitzoini. And he has begodim. Rivka saw beruach kotcha that Esav wasn't carrying out what he was supposed to carry out. A person who's midas hagvura is a dangerous midah. Midas giving a person koyach, giving a person dominion, giving a person a koyach shlita, a chukah, a yearn for shlita is a dangerous thing. He can abuse it and he can use it for his own kovod and for his own shlita and for his own gvura, which is what Esav did. Rivka realized that Esav wasn't carrying out what he was supposed to carry out with the midas hagvura. And therefore Rivka told Yaakov Avinu, she called Yaakov Avinu in, she said that even though you're not built for it, even though you weren't cut out for it, even though I would love you to stay and carry on and stay in learning, but nevertheless, you've got to fulfill what Esau failed. You've also got to go out. You've also got to join the Oilem HaChitzoini. A levush is a dover HaChitzoini. So therefore, you have to wear Esau's levush. You have to wear the levush of the Chitzoini of Oilem HaZeh. The brachas of Yitzchak were brachas of koyach, were brachas of milchama, so to speak, victory of milchama. Yavducha amim, yishtachu v'lucho b'nei umim, hevei gevila achecho. Bechina to be shoylet, bechina to rise up on top, bechina of koyach. Because whoever gets the bracha, who deserves the bracha? The one who needs the koyach, the one who's taking on the umos. The one who's taking on the amim. He needs the bracha, the yavducha amim, yishtachu v'lucho b'nei umim. So we made it, therefore Rivka sees that Esav is not doing the job, and Rivka therefore puts the levush, puts Esav's beged on Yaakov Avinu and says, now you're wearing Esav's beged. Now you've got to join Olam HaChatzoini where Esav failed, that's where you have to be matzliach, and that's your avoida now. And for that you need the brachos, for that you need a koyach to carry out everything. And so Yaakov took the brachas, and Yaakov Avinu began this avodah, and that's the Vayetze Yaakov. Yaakov has to go out, he's used to being in a yeshiva holim, and now he has to begin a life. Vayetze Yaakov. Pashas Vayetze comes after told us, that's the chiddush. Vayetze, bechlal, what's Yaakov Avinu doing outside, what's he doing going out? But that's the new avodah that's been given to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu didn't complete this avodah. There's a certain chelak of Yaakov Avinu, or there's certain chalokim in the Bria that Yaakov Avinu is too yeshiva holandic. And for that he gave to Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik was the Tzadik Nista. We know that Yosef's called Yosef the Tzadik. Tzadik is always a bechina of Tzadik Yisoid Olam. The Yisoid is the bechina of Nista. Yosef outwardly, externally, was takim mashmish be'inov. He took on the outside world. He made his eyes nice. Salsal besaroi. But Yosef Tzadik was a Tzadik Nista. And because he was a Tzadik Nista, therefore he could go anywhere. And he went down to Mitzrayim. And he finished up what Yaakov Avinu didn't do. In other words, Yaakov Avinu Avada took on to be Mesak in the world. But nevertheless, to go so low, that's only shach to the Yosef Tzadik's Madrega. So basically, the relationship between Yitzchok and Esav, where Esav was carrying out Yitzchok's, completing Yitzchok's avodah, the same parallel is drawn between Yaakov and Yosef. And we know that Yaakov Taka loved Yosef as well. And he made him a ksenas pasim. He made him a beautiful royal garment. Which means Yaakov Avinu saw in Yosef HaTzadik, the one who's going to go into the Olam HaChitzon, the one who's going to be meyap, is going to beautify the Olam HaChitzon. Esav's begodim, smelt of goats and smelt of They were the ish soda. They smelled of the reach soda. Masha'enka and Yosef's begodim that Yaakov made him was a ksoinis pasim, a beautiful beged. And we said beged is chitzoinis because Yosef Tzadik was the one who's going to bring beauty to the chitzoinis. He was the one who's going to bring spiritual beauty, ruchnistic beauty to be mesak in the world. That's why when Yaakov came in, even though he was wearing things from Esav, nevertheless, Yitzchak Avinu was smelled the reich of Gan Eden. That's the beginning of Yaakov Avinu, restored the world back to Gan Eden, back to the Chet of Adam, back to the Darg of Adam, Lefnei Achet. Yosef Tzadik did the completion of the Avodah. Where Esav was supposed to get to, and he didn't get to go and get to, Yosef got there. Hamela, therefore, the Nakoma, the revenge of Yosef Tzadik is a Mechemes Goy Gomogog. Mechemes Goy Gomogog is a Mechoma connected Edoim. The end of Golas Edoim. And Chazal say, Ein Zara shall Esav Neufel Elabide Zara shall Yosef. Like the Pasuk says, Rashi brings it down in later parashas, Voya Beis Yaakov, Le'esh, Beis Yosef, Le'hova, Beis Esav, Le'kash. Yosef is the one who's going to carry the fire to burn up Esav. Yosef is the one who completed the Avoida that Esav failed. And therefore, Yosef Tzadik, Mashiach ben Yosef, he's the one who's going to complete the Avodah, and he's going to be the one who's going to destroy Esav. V'shibizoycha v'korav v'metz Hashem, v'olam Mashiach v'hatziyah, nishpoy tzar Esav, v'hoysa havayel amlucha v'mehera v'yemein, amen.